Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to We're Hit Radio. I'm your host, Mark Matheny. And today I'm going to try something a little different. I'm going to for some reason it's not wanting to work. I was trying to see if I can do both a radio show and my internet radio as well, but it doesn't look like that's going to work out for some reason. It's not allowing both to take place. So anyway, I'm going to shut off then the show aspect of it, and I will go on and just do the show itself, and we'll go from there. So today I wanted to talk about the unemployment and the stock market, because we know that President Trump is now in office, and you know, before he went into office, you had certain individuals like Mark Cuban, when the campaign was going on, stating that Donald Trump was not going to help the stock market, was basically going to crash if Donald Trump was in, tried to, you know, go into and push, you know, into the presidency. So that, but yet at the same time, it has rallied, and new reports are showing that it's rallied better than it has since 1945. And according to the New American Magazine, it says before the market opened on the day after Donald Trump won the election just a year ago, futures were predicting a precipitous drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 900 points. But by the close of the business that day, sentiment reversed and the market closed up 250 points to 18,500. Now, look, before I go into that, I'm going to play Mark Cuban talking on Fox Business. And here's what he had to say concerning the prediction of Donald Trump's presidency.
Carl has no idea what's going to happen because we haven't seen details. All right, on the markets in general, are you worried after pretty quiet August, you're pretty good investor, that we're in for a rocky fall? Everyone worries about that as we get to the fall. Are you? Yes, absolutely, because we don't know what we don't know. I think there are so many external global influences on our market. You know, what money comes here when there's uncertainty overseas, what money goes into treasury, where does it go if, you know, rates go higher or lower. And then there's the uncertainty of the election. I mean, I have my Trump hedge on. In the event Donald wins, I have no doubt in my mind the market tanks. And so I literally have put on a more than 100% hedge.
Really?
That I'll put on stronger. Yes, it looks like there's a better.
But what does that mean? Donald Trump wins in November. What is Mark Cuban doing?
Mark Cuban, if the polls look like there's a decent chance that Donald could win, I'll put a huge hedge on that's over 100% of my equity position and my bond position as well that protects me just in case he wins.
What's so horrible about that promise?
I just think all the uncertainty. I mean, we don't know what Donald Trump's plans are. And just right now, all we know are a little bit about his immigration, which tends to change on a day-to-day basis. And we know he's going to reduce taxes significantly. When you reduce taxes significantly, there's a timeline involved. Everybody's going to put delaying and doing anything until next year because of the drop in tax rates if he's able to get it passed. And because of that, you're going to see a huge sell-off, I think, in stocks because people take advantage of any type of tax gain. And then who knows if the flip side comes through this to pop it back up. I don't know. And I can go through 20 other things, but the bottom line is, of all the things we can discuss, the one thing the market hates is uncertainty. And right now, with Donald, there's uncertainty. And then on the global
much for taking the time, my friend. I very much appreciate it.
So, you know, now he's saying that basically it's going to be a lot of possibly a lot of instability with Donald Trump. But yet, if you've noticed, things have gotten a lot better. Back to the article, it says that was 5,000 points ago, and the market has set all manner of records along the way. The rally in stocks is the best election year performance since 1945 and the fourth best in history. And by contrast, the Dow was up just 1.8% following Obama's election in 2008. The president, it says, is not surprisingly taking all the credit, exclaiming on Tuesday, the reason our stock market is so successful is because of me. Now, in reality, investors have largely gotten over the shock of Trump's win, and they've instead been focusing on company sales and profits and earnings. Each of them across the swath of American companies and industries has seen great improvements over the past year. And helped along the way with a strong dollar and corporate earnings consistently exceeding forecasts, as well as growth in real wages, a drop in unemployment, and the increase in labor partition rates. The Dow has nearly quadrupled since March of 2009 following the start of the Great Recession. Now, you know, Donald Trump could probably take some credit for that, though, because he has seemed to be ruling pretty steadily and handling business, regardless of what the left is going to say. But it has been a blowout quarter for earnings as well, according to FactSet, with companies reporting profits that are nearly 5% better than estimates, along with record sales. And it says, in fact, with more than three out of every four companies reporting sales and earnings are posting better than expected results, which is close to a record, which is great. It says expectations for more of the same are giving bulls confidence in the stock market will continue to grow to new highs. Improvements in both consumer and investor confidence, coupled with expectations that there will be some perhaps considerable cuts in corporate and personal income taxes, are likely to drive stocks higher. Add in the lower tax rate for, it says, repatriating cash held overseas by American companies, and trillions more could come home to add to capital spending that's already up more than 8% over the year. The increase in the GDP, which clocked in at more than 3% annual rate over the last 6 months, is likely to continue for another reason, synchronization. The global economy is booming as well, it says, with estimates that the planet's economy will grow by more than 3% a year for at least the next 2 years, another measure of a robust global growth, that is, the number of economies around the world that are in recession is at a record low. So all these countries are doing much better. And then it says there's technical indicators too, the simplest and most reliable one being this: the most bullish thing in the market can do is continue to go up. Merrill Lynch's sell-side indicator, a measure of bullish sentiment among investors, is close to its highest level in 6 years. And finally, it says there's something called seasonality indicator that shows that the strongest months for stock performance are November and December. The market has gone up 60% of the time in November, dating all the way back to 1928, while it has moved more than 75% of the time in the month of November over the past two decades. And then it says President Trump's declarations of personal responsibility for the rise of stocks aside, there's plenty of reasons for investors to continue to drive the markets higher. But as a lot of times it's consumer confidence that has also been up. I talked about that in the news. And then U.S. unemployment is lowest than it has been in 17 years, I believe. Here is a report from CNN Money.
Okay, we have some breaking news. This is Jeff Dante, Labor Department, releasing the October job report moments ago. Christine Rump is still hunting the number.
Hi, it is CNN Money now. Guys, it's a bounce back from those hurricanes. And remember, we thought we had job loss in September. Now it looks like 18,000 jobs created in September, and then a net new job of 261,000 in October. That's the strongest job creation in all almost a year. So that's a good number. It shows you companies are hiring. You know, layoffs are down and companies are hiring. Let me show you the unemployment rate. Because this came down to 4.1%. That is the lowest, again, since late 2000. This is a strong job market. This is a job market where someone who wants a job and has the skills for a job is getting a job. Where are they getting a job? In these sectors, food, bars, restaurants. That's that bounce back after Hurricane Irma and Harvey and those big population centers in Texas and in Florida. People are coming back and getting hired. This is for our office jobs. These are lawyers. These are consultants. These are jobs that tend to pay a little bit more. And even in manufacturing, we've got 24,000 net new jobs in manufacturing. Also, we've got job creation in healthcare. That has been a consistent, steady performer. We're talking about 85 months now overall of job gains. So I would call this a strong job report. It shows you what we've been saying for many months now. There are about 6.5 million people out of work looking for work. There are about 6 million open jobs in America. That's a pretty tight labor market. Now we need to start talking about how to raise wages. Wage is only 2.4% wage growth. That's not enough here. We need to start talking about how we're going to raise wages and how we're going to put those people who want a job with those jobs that are open. It's going to be hard for us to talk about that, I can tell, from the raise wages, from really wages.
So, you know, 4.1% unemployment right now, the lowest in 17 years. And so the U.S. economy now is rebounding from, you know, the hurricanes that hit recently. And it's added in October 261,000 jobs, the best performance of the Trump administration so far. And unemployment has, again, you know, dropped down to 4.1%, according to U3 report, which is the lowest since December 2000, which is very interesting. And Scott Anderson, who is a chief economist at the Bank of the West in San Francisco, said that the labor market is really firing on all cylinders right now. And so that's good. But it did say that wages did take a step back, and they stated that they only grew 2.4% in October, compared with a year earlier being behind September's number. The absence of better wage growth and inflation is one of the biggest mysteries in the economy so far. But the United States has added 85 jobs for 85 straight months now, which is the longest record that we've had, the longest streak of jobs being added on record. And the government first estimated that the economy would lose 33,000 jobs in September because of the hurricanes, but revised figures show that there was a gain instead of 18,000. And as far as job gains for October, they were, you know, job gains all across the board this time. Restaurants reopening up, and they added 89,000 jobs after losing roughly the same amount in September. And business services gained 50,000 positions. Healthcare firms gained 22,000 employees. So this is great. And manufacturing is also up. The industry gained 24,000 positions in October. And since the election last year, manufacturing has gained a strong 156,000 jobs. And economists attribute these gains to the renewed strength of the global economy and a weak U.S. dollar, which makes American exports more affordable for foreigners to buy. So these are good. Improved tech and technology as well has been improving in some U.S. companies, which is great, and so on. So guys, you know, the stock market is doing well. The economy is doing well. And as far as foreign policy, you know, President Trump seems to be doing well with that as well. Just recent visit in China. And now, you know, seem to have strong ties with China, at least, and they're talking good things about investing in the economy and so on. So these are all good things. But anyway, for Six Semper Tyrannus News, I'm Mark Matheny. I'm going to sign off for Six Semper Tyrannus News and We're Hit Radio. I will try to do another broadcast next week. But until then, take care of yourselves and remember to protect your own rights, because if you don't, no one else will.